Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying clear skies with a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's sunny and warm, a perfect day to be outside. Meanwhile, Eilat is experiencing a bright and sunny day as well, inviting everyone to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports a multi-front collapse, with Hamas rebuilding rocket launchers, Hezbollah recruiting, and Iran folding military positions. Also, Ynet reports that Israel warns of Iran's covert shift to focus on West Bank terror networks, using Turkey, crypto, and weapons smuggling. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post has video evidence leading to the arrest of two suspects after threatening Haredi protesters blocking Highway 1. Separately, I-24 News reports that Iran's IRGC threatens action against vessels violating the new transit rules in the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, from earlier today, JTA reports half of Americans think the U.S. is too supportive of Israel, with 6 out of 10 voters against the Iran war. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago discussing regional implications of the latest developments. Israeli politician Amichai Chikli shared his thoughts on U.S.-Israel relations earlier today, directing readers to a detailed column. Palestinian Media Watch highlighted reactions from Fatah, noting calls for increased hostilities in Judea and Samaria following recent events. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with Walla's report, the situation in Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran is evolving rapidly. Hamas is actively rebuilding their rocket systems, while Hezbollah is boosting its recruitment efforts. In Iran, military positions appear to be retracting. This could escalate regional tensions, affecting both local and international diplomatic efforts. Turning to Ynet's coverage, Israel's security officials express concern over Iran's strategic shift toward the West Bank. This involves rebuilding terror networks with the help of Turkey, cryptocurrency, and weapons smuggling. The IDF is taking swift action to counter these threats. This shift may complicate peace efforts in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details the arrest of two individuals by Jerusalem police. This follows a video showing them allegedly threatening Haredi protesters with a firearm. The incident underscores the tensions in domestic protests and raises questions about protest safety and police effectiveness. In related developments, I-24 News reports on Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps warning vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. Violations of the new transit rules could lead to military action. This warning highlights the strategic importance of the strait and could influence global oil markets. Finally, JTA's report on American public opinion shows growing skepticism about U.S. support for Israel. With many voters questioning the value of the Iran war, this sentiment could impact future U.S. foreign policy decisions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reports that Priority has acquired AI startup Obble, marking its fourth deal since the Blackstone takeover. This expansion enhances their AI capabilities, positioning them strongly in the tech sector. Separately, internet consumption in Israel is nearing record levels, according to a Bezeq study highlighted by Israel Hayom Business. The surge coincides with major events like the World Cup, reflecting changing digital habits. And finally, Ynet Business notes a dramatic rise in Pulse and More's stock value. The Israeli health tech firm's home ultrasound system is gaining traction in the U.S., driving investor confidence. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.